Today's shiur is a Masechta Bava Kama on Dav Zayin. We will begin on Dav Vav Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom of the Yomid, at the beginning of the line with the words, Rabbi Akiva Omer. At the end of yesterday's shiur, we learnt a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Akiva in the pasuk of Meitav Sadeu Meitav Karma Yishalim. The mazik must pay the meitav of the field, or the meitav, the best of the vineyard. And Rabbi Shmuel's opinion was that this refers to meitav sadeh, when meitav karma shall nizik. He has to pay with the best value of the nizik's field. If the nizik has superior crops and inferior crops, the mazik would have to pay the superior crops. That's how the Gemara understood it at the beginning. And Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Rabbi Akiva says, Lo ba'a kosov el ligvois l'nezikin min ha'idiyis v'kal v'chomer l'hegdish. Rabbi Akiva seems to be making two statements. The first statement is that it's not bit a nizik shaminin, but bit a mazik shaminin. And then he says that the mazik has to pay mimetav when he damages a regular person, and kavachomer when he damages hegdish. And the Gemara said that the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, whether b'de nizik shaminin or b'de mazik shaminin, is when the mazik zipurius is equal to the nizik's idius. According to Rabbi Shmuel, in that case, the mazik pays his zipurius, which is equivalent to the nizik's idius, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the mazik has to pay his meitav, his idius. The Gemara told us that there was one special case where Rabbi Shmuel would agree to Rabbi Akiva that meitav is bit mazik shaminim, but regularly it's always bit nizik shaminim. What our Gemara today is focusing on is the second phrase of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "V'kal v'chomer lahegdish." Let us begin the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo'ibo akosav el ligvois l'nezikin min ha'idiyis. The pasuk is only coming to tell us that you're goven nezikin min ha'idiyis, as we explained, the idiyis of the mazik. In that case, where the ziburius of the mazik was equal to the idiyis of the nizik, the mazik does not pay with his ziburius, but rather the mazik pays with his own idiyis. The kavachomer lahegdish. Ask the Gemara, my kavachomer lahegdish. What is the meaning that it's a kavachomer to hegdish? Elaim, if you're going to say that it's speaking about the nogach tur didan latur the hegdish, that our ox gored the ox of hegdish. On that, the pasuk says, shore you are marachmana veloy shor shal hegdish. The pasuk says in Shmois Chav Aleph pasuk lamed hey. V'chi yigoyv shor ish ashor re'eyu, v'meis, u'marchus ashor achai, v'chotzu es kaspoy, the din of tam, that tam pays chotzi nezik. And what's the case? Chi yigoyv shor ish ashor re'eyu. When the Yisrael's shor gores the ox of his friend, and on that we make a limud, shor re'eyu, v'loy shor shal hegdish. The pashup shot is that if you're mazik, shor shal hegdish, and the reason the Gemara over here is speaking about the Nogach Tur the Dan Latur the Hegdish is because the Pasuk of Shor Re'eyu is going on V'chi Yigoyv Shor. But not only would this be a halacha by Karen when he's goring, but Hu Adin, says Rashi, L'chol Shor Nezokin, any other damage, Shen, Regal, anything else that a ox does, it's only Chayev by Re'eyu, but not Shor Shal Hegdish. And Tosfos brings down that this is a Beferish Yerushalmi, that Kulin Nezikin Petur Behegdish. That's not only by Karen, which the Pasuk is speaking about, the Shor Re'eyu, but it refers to all Nezikin. So that's why our case here of Nogach Tur the Dan Latur the Hegdish is speaking about Karen, because that's what the Pasuk of Shor Re'eyu is speaking about. But Hu Adin, Rashi and Taisa say, would refer to all Nezikin against Hegdish. Then Rashi brings down Lishna Achrina, that in fact, the Gemara could not have used the case where our animal went and ate, for example, from a sada of Hegdish. Because Rashi says, there would be no case where our Gemara would be applicable, where Rabbi Akiva's Kal V'chomer would apply. Because Rashi says that if it's speaking about a Sada Chayrim, look, that halacha is L'Kahanim Havi. That belongs to Kahanim. And the Kahanim is Kesada Hedjit Dami. So Memele, you can't say Kal V'chomer L'Hegdish, because it's not a Kal V'chomer to Hegdish. It belongs to Kahanim, which is equivalent to belonging to Yisraelim. It's not, doesn't belong to Hegdish, it belongs to Kahanim. If it's speaking about a Sada Hegdish that was dedicated to Tzarech Beta Kabayis, so there the halacha Rashi says is that either the Magdish redeems it right away, or they sell it to someone right away, and Memela, again, it's a hedget. And when it goes out, B'yoyvel, who does it go out to? To the Kahanim. So it's again a hedget. And if you're going to say that the eating of the shor of the Sod of Hegdish took place in that short time before it was redeemed or before it was sold, so the last line of Rashi says, Ein me'ila b'karkois. There we have a rule, there's no din mila in karka. Why? Because kol mechur b'lekarka karka dami. Even the peiris have a halach of karka because they're connected to karka. So memela, there's no din mila b'chlal. Pashup shad Rashi is that there would be no payment for such a act of hezek to hegdish because there's no mila b'mechubber or the peiris which have a din of mechubber. The marshal learns differently. The marshal says, yes, there would be payment, but it would be payment as you would pay a yachid, a hedget, and not as you would pay me'ila to hegdish. So once you're coming back to a halach of payment to a hedget, again, there's no kal v'chomer l'hegdish because we're not looking at it as hegdish. We're looking at it as hedget. So therefore, according to the Lishnah Achron of Rashi, there's no case by Sada Hegdish where we would have a kal v'chomer l'hegdish because either it'll be ein mila b'karkois, or it'll always wind up belonging to a hedget and not to hegdish. So where is the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Akiva? Where does it apply? So the Gemara says, ela la'omer, it's speaking about a person said, harei olai mona lebet kabayis. This mona is going to go to the bet kabayis, and he owes money to the bet kabayis. The osi gizbor, the treasurer of the hegdish, comes to shakum it is. He is allowed to collect his chayv from this individual, from the individual's best, from his meitav. And that is the kal v'chomer that Rabbi Akiva was saying. If when you're mazik someone else, you have to pay me meitav, the meitav of the mazik. If your shor is mazik, that's what the mazik has to pay. So certainly if you owe money to hegdish, that hegdish can take from your ittis. If they can take from your, if Nizik can take from your itis by Mazikin, so kal v'chomer l'hegdish. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, lo yehei ela bal choyv. What is this person who donated a mono lebetik abayis? He is no different than a loiva who owes a malva money. So the hegdish is considered a bal choyv. As we go to Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, u bal choyv bebeinonis. Every bal chayv is only bainanis. You want to make a kal v'chomer to hegdish that it should be a din idis, but we know that Gemara Rashi brings down the Gemara Gittin on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis says that a bal chayv is only goyve mi bainanis. In fact, Midr Raisa bal chayv is goyve mi ziburis, as we'll see more about this on Amud Beis. It's only Midr Rabban and Shleitinol Dalas Pnei Lavin that if all a bal chayv would be able to collect from would be from ziburis, from the inferior property, he would not want to lend out his money. So therefore, the Rabbanan upgraded the Tashlum into the Bachayv to Beinanis. But it's not never idiots. So how do we say over here, Kal v'chomer l'hegdish, that Hegdish would collect this mona from the person who donated it to the Bet HaKabayis from idiots. V'chitem, and if you're going to say, so Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that Kol Bachayv nami b'idiots, that every bal chayv also pays me'idiyas. And the Chassam Sofer says a very beautiful pshat over here, because as we learned before on Daf Hamed Aleph, that there are four words which tell us that the tashlumen, wherever those four words are mentioned, is mimeitav, and they are tachas, nesina, yishalem, and kesef. And by a bal chayv, the pasuk says, im kesef, Talves Ami, so since it uses the word Kesef, we know that the Loiva has to pay back to the Malva with Meitav. Maybe Rabbi Kiva will hold this for that every Balchayv is Bidis. And if so, Hegdish collecting from the person donated Lebedek Abayis would be collecting from the Idias like any other Balchayv. But Ikel Mifrach, we can ask Akasha on this, that you can't compare Hegdish to a regular Balchayv, even if a regular Balchayv is Idias. Why? By a Balchayv, what happens if somebody damaged the property of that Balchayv? The Balchayv will be able to collect Benizakin. Toimar behegdish, but by hegdish, ahayra koichay Benizakin. As we just learned, shor re'eh uveloy shor shal hegdish, that if you're mazik any type of hegdish, as Tois is brought down from the Yerushalmi, the din is your potter. You're only chayv when you do it to re'eh. And not to Hegdish. So I could say, you know why a Baal Chayv in general, according to Rabbi Kiva, collects from Idias? That's because by Nezikin, he also collects from Idias. Mashi Einkein by Hegdish, where Nezikin, Hegdish gets nothing. So maybe even when Hegdish is collecting its Chayv, it cannot get Idias. What's the Kal V'Chaymer La Hegdish? So the Gemara answers, we're going to go back to our original answer. Loyalom de Nogach Tur Tidan, Latur de Hegdish. Really, the case is speaking about where our shore gored the shore of Hegdish. Udukakashloch, you had a question. Shorei, I'm Rachamon of Eloi, Shor Shal Hegdish. That the Torah said that you're only chayv when you gore the ox of your friend and not the ox of Hegdish, and therefore you should have to pay nothing. No. Rabbi Kiva, Sarvalik, Rabbi Shimon Benasya. Rabbi Kiva holds in this regard, like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Benasya, as we're going to see in a brisa, that Rabbi Shimon Benasya holds. You know what it means, shor re'eh uveloy shor shel hegdish? Not that shor shel hegdish, you have to pay nothing if you gore the shor shel hegdish, but rather, fakir, shor shel hegdish is more chomer, that instead of there being a din of tam, the first three times you pay chotzi nezek, and only by muad do you pay nezek shalom. By hegdish v'loy shor shel hegdish is different, that you have to pay nezek shalom right away. That's what Rabbi Kiva would hold. And since he holds like Rabbi Shimon Nasi that you pay nezek shalom, so fakir hegdish is even more chomer than a regular individual. Now the kal v'chomer is very good. If there's a din meitav that you have to pay by nezikin to your friend, so kal v'chomer to hegdish, which is more chomer than your friend legabe nezikin, because there's a din of nezik shalom right away, kal v'chomer that hegdish can collect from idiots. If somebody donated a money to the Bet HaKabayis, the gizbur can come and certainly collect from idiots. What's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Asi? The sign we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Asi, oimer shor shel hegdish, shen naga shor shel hegdish, if a shor of hegdish gores a shore of hedjit, the din is potter. But shor shel hedjit, the ox of a hedjit, shenog shor shel hegdish, that gore the ox of hegdish, according to Rav Shimon ben Asiya, bein tam bein muad, whether it's the first few times, or whether it is the fourth time, and on, mishalim nezik sholem, the halacha is that you have to pay to hegdish nezik sholem. Ask the Gemara, if that's what you're learning pshat in the Kal V'Chomer Hegdish, so we hachi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, the machloikis we had in yesterday's sugya of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and we wound up that what is the machloikis? Not that according to Rabbi Shmuel, but in nizik shamina meitav means that even if your ox ate from the inferior, you have to pay shmeina. The Gemara didn't like that. Chusha can't pay shmeina, but rather we said the machloikis is in idius of the nizik is equal to the ziburius of the mazik. Me mind to be idius the nizik was ziburius the mazik pligi. From where do you know that the machloikis to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva is in a case where the idius of the nizik is equal to the ziburius of the mazik? According to Rabbi Shmuel, but the nizik shaminin, so the mazik can give his ziburius, which is equivalent to the idius of the nizik. And according to Rabbi Kiva, b'meitav means but the mazik shaminin that he has to give his meitav. How do you know that's the machloikis? Dilma, maybe the kuliyami everybody holds, but a nizik shamin, and even Rabbi Kiva will hold, but a nizik shamin. And you know what the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is? V'hacha b'plukta Rabbi Shimon ben Asi, Rabbana k'mifkli. Maybe, why do you say that Rabbi Kiva is arguing on 2 points on Rabbi Shmuel, loibar kosev, elo ligvais l'nizikim and idiot? So that you made the first machloikis. You, Rabbi Shmuel, said that it's from the Nizik Shamin in the Meitav, and I say it's Meitav of the Mazik, in a case where the Zeburis of the Mazik is equal to the Yidis of the Nizik. And then you have a second Machloik, it's a Kavachar Melahegdish, that Rabbi Shmuel will hold. That there is no Kavachar to Hegdish, that you don't have to pay to Hegdish Mina Idias. And Rabbi Kiva does, maybe there's only one Machloikis. Maybe in the first issue, there's no Machloikis. Everybody holds with a Nizik Shaminit. The Hacha B'Plug to Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, Rabbanan Kamifli. Rabbi Kiva Sovereign Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh that if you're Nagach Shor Shel Hegdish, you have to pay Meitav. You have to pay Idias, and you have to pay Nezik Sholem. And that's why Rabbi Kiva made a Kavah Chaimer that you have to pay Idias, because by Shor Shel Hegdish, not only does he does not pay like a Tam Chatzin Nezik, he pays Nezik Shalom. And that's why the Tashlumen of Meitav certainly applies to Shor Shel Hegdish. So Rabbi Kiva will hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, and Rabbi Shmuel, so like Rabbanon. Rabbi Shmuel will hold like the Rabbanon, that you don't pay anything. Maybe that's the machlaikis Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. There is no other machlaikis. They're not arguing in bin mazik sharmin or bin nizik sharmin. The Gemara on this question is going to give three terutzim, three rayas, that the machlaikis Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel must be in bin nizik sharmin or bin mazik sharmin. Why? Number one, im kain, if you're going to say like you, that everybody holds, but in the Zik Shamin and the Machloikis is in Rabbi Shimon Nas and Rabbanin. My Loi Ba Akasa, what is the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva that he uses this terminology that the Pasuk is only coming for to tell us that Ela Ligvois Lezikim and Idias? That terminology indicates that he's arguing Rabbi Shmuel in the Pashtus of the Pasuk. He heard from Rabbi Shmuel that Rabbi Shmuel said, "But in Nizik Shaminin," says Rabbi Kiva, "No, loy boa kosev." The pasuk is only coming not but in Nizik Shaminin to be machmer al ligvais and nizikim and idiots of the mazik. Otherwise, the lashon of loy boa kosev, we have no pshatit. Vo'oid, a second upshlag to your kasha, my kavachaymer lahegdish. It bishlam in a way we were learning till now. It's very good the kavachaymer. Because if Rabbi Akiva holds Bidim Mazik Shaminin by every plain Nizik, when it doesn't involve Hegdish, Bidim Mazik Shaminin, so Rabbi Akiva says, very good. If I say Bidim Mazik Shaminin, Meitav is of the Mazik by a regular case when it's not Hegdish, so Hegdish where I hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, that you pay Nezik Shalom right from the beginning. So certainly there's a halacha that you have to pay Hegdish Mina Idias. Then the Kavachaymer is a very good Kavachaymer. But according to what you're asking me right now, you want to say there is no Machloikis. And everybody holds Bidin Nizik Shamin. So Bidin Nizik Shamin, where the Mazik's Ziburius is equal to the Nizik's Idias, you pay the Nizik's Idias, all the Mazik has to pay Lekula, is his Ziburius, which is equivalent to the Nizik's Idias. So that's a Kula. So, and we're saying that he holds like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh l'chomir that you pay by Hegdish, Shor Rei Uveloi Shor Shel Hegdish, because Shor Shel Hegdish is more chomer, you pay Nezik Shalom right away. So what are you giving me a Kula that all you would have to pay is the Ziburius of the Mazik? That's a Kula. And we're trying to use a Chumrah. So it would only make sense to Kavachar Melahegdish if we say that Rabbi Kiva is arguing Rabbi Shmuel Legabe Nizik or Mazik. He holds bit of Nizik Shaminin, mate of Idias of the Mazik. Rabbi Kiva holds bit of Mazik Shaminin, the mate of the Mazik. So, and then he says, since I hold like Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, so Kavachar that by Hegdish has to be from the Idias. That's a very good Kavachar. But if you say bit of Nizik Shaminin, it's a Kula, it's not a good Kavachar. Va'oid, and a third, and this is a checkmate, Ha'amar Rav Ashi, Tanya Behedger. Rav Ashi says, we learned them before Shabraisad, where it's clear, ambiguous, Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karma Yishalem. What does that mean? Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Meitav Sadeh Shal Nizik, Meitav Karma Shal Nizik, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Meitav Sadeh Shal Mazik, Umeitav Karma Shal Mazik. So here in this brisa, it is clear without any ambiguity that Rabbi Shmuel holds but in Nizik Shaminin, and Rabbi Kiva holds but in Mazik Shaminin. So therefore, he's arguing in the first halacha. And then he goes on to say, Kal v'chomer lehegdish, because he holds like Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Continues the Gemara, Ramele Abaya l'Rava. Abaya asked the stira to Rava. Ksiv, we have been learning one limud that Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karma Yishalem, Meitav in Midiach v'Neloi, that you have to pay from the best of your field and nothing else. What time do we learn in the Braisa? The Pasuk says, by Bor. Baal HaBor Yishalim. Kesev Yashav Lebaalov. Lebaalov. He should return Kesev Lebaalov. And the question is, the word Yashav is extra. The Pasuk could have put it all together. Baal HaBor Yishalim. Kesev Lebaalov. Yashav. What do I need that extra word Yashav? Rabbi Yishav HaKesev HaFil Asum. This teaches us that you can give anything back in return. You were mazik bor, you can give anything back in return. Even bran, which is considered an inferior commodity, and yet you can give it back. So on the one hand, you're telling me, meitav sadeh yisham, you have to pay from the best of your property, and on the other hand, you're telling me you can give anything back, and even an inferior thing like bran, subin. So the Gemara answers, like kasha, this is not sure. Kan midat toy kan bal korchoi. As Rashi explains, if the person willingly settles the claim, they don't have to go to Bezdin, then he's able to pay back from anything that's valued money, even an inferior thing like Subin. Kan bal korchoi. But over here, where the Nizik had to force the Mazik to go to Bezdin, and finally Bezdin forced the Mazik to pay to the Nizik, once we had to go and be matriach bezdin to force the mazik, then already he has to pay mimeitav. Omar ulibreid Rav Eloi, deikanan, I'll bring you a ride, this is a correct shot. The siv, it says, meitav karma, meitav sedeh, meitav karma, yishalem. Yishalem indicates bal korchoi, that he's being forced to do it. Omale Abaya, says Abaya, what's your ride from the word yishalem? Mik siv yishulam. If it would say Yishulam, so that would indicate, as Rashi says in the first wide line, Mashma Yedei Acherim, the Bezdin Yordan Lonachos of the Mazik. Aval Yishalem, Mashma Nami Midatoi. The word Yishalem, he should pay. He should pay. It could be even he's doing it willingly. Yishulam would be Mashma that he's forced to pay by Bezdin going down to his property. So therefore, Abaya says, Miksiv Yishulam, Yishalem, Siv Midatoi Mashma. Yishalem is Mashma Midatoi. So you have no riot. Memela, since we have no raya, Abaya thinks that maybe this chilik between midat and bakorcha is not a good chilik, and would be mashma that meitav karma yishalem even when it is midatoy. So on the one hand, you wanted to tell me that midatoy pays subit, and bakorcha pays meitav. If Yishalem could be Midato, also it would seem that even by Midato he has to pay Meitav. So our steerer comes back, is it Meitav or is it Afila Subin? Elo Amar Abaya. Abaya says, I would like to answer this steerer Kidamar, like my Rebbe. Abaya's Rebbe was Rabbah. The way Rabbah explained Pshat in a Braisa pertaining to Masech Depeya, I will use what he said pshat in that brisa to answer this theory between Meitav and Subin. Before we go into the brisa, we need a short hakdom. Rashi brings down Divrei HaMaskal, Mishai Eloi Sodis Batim Ukramim. So Rashi brings down the Mishnah in Periches, Mishnah Ches, in Masech Depeya. Let us learn it inside. This is the fifth line of the wide lines of Rashi, in the bottom of the Amid. Mishiyesh le mesayim zuz, lo yitel leket shikhu peyu maisarani. Maisarani, we know, is the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. the anim are able to collect meiser from a person, and also he has chiyuvim matnas anim of leket shikopeya, who is entitled to get that? Someone who has less than 200. The word staka, begematria, tzadik dalet kuf hei, is equal to 199. If you have 199, zuzim, you can collect from staka. If you have 200, more than 199, you're ineligible to receive maaser ani, or the matnas aniyim of leket shikha upeya. And Rashi goes on to say, if you have 200, lav ani, who you're not an ani, v'nimtza gozel anim, if in fact you take maaser ani or leket shikha upeya, you're stealing from the aniyim. Continues Rashi, hoyu lo misayim zuz chaser dinner, he was missing one dinner, v'nasnu lo shava elef zuz bevas achas harei zayito. And then, when he had less than 200, they gave him 1,000 zuz at one time, he can take it. Because once you reach below the poverty level of the 200, and you're one dinner short even, then at that moment you can take up to elef. Then you will only be eligible again to take from tzedakah when you reach below the 200 again. But at that one infusion of cash, you could even take up to 1,000. And now, before we get into the brisa that the Gemara is going to tell us about matnas aniyim, about maaser ani, there's another brisa which states that a person can be considered an ani at a certain place and a certain time. For example, a person is on a trip. He loses his wallet with all his credit cards, with all his cash, and right now he's penniless. The metzius is that he's unable at this moment, let's say it's right before Shabbos, whatever the case may be, he's unable to procure any funds. So now at this moment he is considered an ani, and therefore he's entitled to get from the kupa staka. Now comes our brisa. And let us see the brisa inside the Gemara. Desanya, harei shehoyeloi batim sadeh sukrabim. A person owned houses and fields and vineyards. He may have been a multimillionaire, but ve'ena moitzel lemoichron. He's unable to sell them. And in this Gemara, there are a number of pshatim. Rashi himself brings two pshatim. The second shot of Rashi, Lishna Achrona, is on Amud Beis. We will explain the Gemara now according to the first shot of Rashi. And then we'll go through the Gemara according to Rashi's second shot and the Rif's Girsa in Taisus. But let us first go through the first shot of Rashi. So Rashi says, if a person has all these assets, but he's unable to sell them. Now you're able to sell anything, but he's unable to sell them at the value of what they're really worth. The halacha is machilin oisay meiser ani ad machza. So Rashi says in the Divrei Amaskel Mishael leisodes batim ukramim. Rashi begins with the words shave masayim zuz. They were worth 200 zuz. So normally, if you have 200 zuz, you're ineligible to take tzedaka. But he is unable to sell them, so he is able to eat maaser ani ad machza, until a half. Machil noisoi maaser ani ad machza. What does it mean ad machza? So according to Rashi's first pshat, it means since we say that the value will never go down to less than a half, so your assets are considered to be worth 100 zuz, even though the regular price would have been 200 zuz. But it's not worth less than 100 zuz. So we're going to give you another half, 100 zuz. Now you have total assets of 200, and now you cannot get more than 200 because that's the cutoff limit for maaser ani. But 100 you get. So this is like a special halacha. Because till now, we learned that if you're missing even a dinner, you can get even up to elef at one time. The elef din we're not giving you. But on the other hand, we're not saying you're totally ineligible either. We're making like a pshara. You can get up to a half, which is 100, to get you back up to 200. V'havi bomar, and Rabbo had a shiloh. In this brisa, hechidami, his shiloh was, what's the case here exactly? E huzel ar to the kuli alma, if there was a recession, a depression, the value of everyone's land, as we're experiencing now in Tavshin Samachtes 2008, the land of everybody went down. Udide nami zobadayu, and his property went down as well. Afila tuva nami lisfale. So let us even give him, like the halacha, that if you're missing a dinner less than 200, you can get up to 1,000. So why is the din you only give him machts up to 200? You should be able to give him even 1,000 at one time. The hazul, the kulyamanami, because he didn't do anything wrong. It's not his fault. Everybody's property is devalued. Ella the oikar arta de kuliyama. Elama, you have to say, said Rabbah, that everyone else's property retained their high value. Udide, but himself, his property, I did the Isle of Anafikazuzi, since people see that he's going around trying to raise money, so people understand that he's going to sell his property for cheaper. Zolare, so his particular piece of property went down. If that's the case, as we turn to the Zainim and Beis, Afula Purtanami Loilisvile, then even less than a half they shouldn't give him. Why? Because, says Rashi, because his karka is actually worth Masayim Zuz. And Toysus, on the bottom Toysus, Idi Yakar Arata, the first line of Taisus at the end says, "Lefi shegorm laatzmai uposha dolei havelei lemei pekazuzi." He should have not panicked. He should have kept this a secret that he needs money, and he shouldn't have let everybody know. So therefore, it's his fault. If it's his fault and his property really is worth 200, then we shouldn't help him at all. We shouldn't even give him half. We shouldn't give him the 100. That was Rabbah's question. V'yomer mar. And Allah, what did Rabbah answer on this? Like Tzricha must be speaking about. The Biyamin Nissen Yikar Arata, that his property in Nissen is going to be worth the 200. And Taisus says it's not only his property, but the houses also. As we'll see in a moment. Ubiyame Tishrei Zalarta. By the way, since I mentioned houses, let me just point out that Taisus on Amid Aleph, the Ramaskal Mishoy Le Batim. So Taisa says, even where we're going to learn in our sugya, in certain cases where he's mechuyif to sell his property at a loss, but we're not speaking about the property that he's living in, because in Masechta Pei it says beferish in that Mishnah, Periches Mishnah Ches, Ein mechayiv and I say limchor beisa v'kli tashmisha, his actual house or vessels that he needs for his daily living, that he's not mechuyif to sell. But any extra assets and properties that he owns, under certain circumstances, he would be mechuyif to sell even at a loss. So we're trying to figure out, where do we make this pshara that we don't give him 1,000 and we don't give him nothing, but we give him up to mechs 100. So Rabbah answered that in Yoimin Nissen Yikra Arata, it was worth the full 200. Ubi Yoimin Tishrei Zalarta, in Tishrei it was cheaper. Why? So Rashi explains, because in Tishrei there's not enough time to plant seeds. In this, and people plant seeds and they're able to get a crop from that year. So then the land is more expensive. In Tishrei, land is worth less. So the Kuliyam, the rest of the world, Natri, they wait on Nissen. They wait till Nissen umizavni, and then they sell. Vahai, and this person, Hoyle v'itzruch le'luzuzi, since he needs cash flow, money, Zav and Kedashi, he's going to sell it at the cheaper rate of now. And Taisa says, who would then buy houses? Because in Nissen, when you buy a house, you can rent it out. People in the dry season rent, and in the wet season, people don't move around in Tishrei. So in Tishrei, buying a house, the house is cheaper. In Nissen, the value of a house goes up because the rentals are more frequent. So everybody waits till Nissen, land goes up, houses go up, he's in a short supply of money, he has to sell in Tishrei. So the halacha is, ad palga urch lemezel, until half, it's the normal way to go down. Tvei lav urch lemezel, more than half, it's not usual to go down. So Rashi explains that we cannot say that he is an ani, because in Nissan, his karka would be worth Messiah. He's also not an usher, because he and everybody else, the property right now in Tishrei is not worth 200. The only thing is, he can't wait and they can wait till Nissan. So that's where we make the compromise. We give him 100 to get him up to 200, but we don't give him 1,000. That halach of 1,000, because he's not considered a real oni. On the other hand, he's not considered a real usher, that we do nothing. So we make this compromise, and we give him up to 100, and we tell him, listen, more than half, it's not going to go down in value. So it's at least worth half. You have 100. We have to consider you having assets of 100, and we're giving you 100, and that's all we're going to give you. The next time we'll give you is when you go below 200. That's how Rabbah answered this Shailun Agei, the Brisa of Mesachta Peya. Now the Gemara says, Vachanami, now that we see this inyan, that something could be worth in this and more and in Tishrei less, Vachanami Gabi Nezikin, this I'm going to answer the stira of Metav and Subin. Vachanami Gabi Nezikin, Dine Be'idius. Really, you have to pay with idiots. B'meta, vi omer le'iyu, but if the Nizik says to the Mazik, Havli Be'inanis Tvei Porta. Give me Be'inanis. And Rashi explains, why does he want the Be'inanis? Because he has a field that is right next to the Be'inanis of the Mazik. So for him, it would make sense that it'll have a larger field, including the property of the Be'inanis of the Mazik. So if he says to the Mazik, I want to take the worst property, the Mazik can say to him, Amalei. He says to him, Havli Beinanis Tvei Purta, give me a little more of Beinanis. Amalei, Shaklas Kedinach Shkol Kedahash. The Mazik says to the Nizik, if you take like your din, which is idiot, which is not near your field, so take like now. That's the Meitav, to take like now. Ve'i loy, and if not, shkol kiyokri delikamei. You won't get at the cheap price of now, you'll get it at the more expensive price of Tishrei. Of Nissan. You'll get at the more expensive price, and therefore you'll get less, because it'll be more expensive. So when it says that Yashiv, l'rabbi shavu kesef afilu subin, means that you're gonna get subin, you're gonna get inferior, you're gonna get beinanis, and you're going to get at the price of later. Rashi asks, maybe it means that you'll get it at the price of now. On that, Rashi answers that the Torah couldn't be teaching us a chiddush with Yashiv, the Rabbi Shavu Kesef Afilu Subin, that the Nizik can get from Beinanis. If he can get Idius, he certainly has a right to get from Beinanis and Ziborius. So therefore, the chiddush must be that, yes, you have a right to get Beinanis, but if you want Beinanis, which is not what you're really supposed to get, you're supposed to get idiots, then I, the Mazik, can tell you that I'm going to give it to you at a later price. That's the chiddush of Yashiv L'Rabbis Shavik HaZafil Subin. I'll give you less based on the price of Nisan. So is how Rashi learns the first pshat in the Gemara. Now, before we go on to the Lishna Achrina of Rashi, we have to speak out. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks, why does the Gemara have to go into the whole inyan of the Mishnah, the Brisa in Peya? The Gemara could have simply have said, instead of Rabbah's whole pshat in the Brisa, the Gemara could have said, markets fluctuate, and there's a case here where in Nissan it's worth more, in Tishrei it's worth less, and if the Nizik wants the Beinanis, the Mazik can tell him to take from the Nissan price and not from the Tishrei price. Why was it necessary to go through the whole sugya in Mesechta Peya? Answers to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz that without that price in Mesechta Peya, yes, I would know that there's such a thing as fluctuations, but I would think that the Mazik has no right to tell this to the Nizik. The Nizik can say, I'm entitled to Idius. I'm certainly, as Rashi pointed out, entitled to Beinanis. who gives you a right to push me off to Nissen where I have to take less because of the price of Nissen? So on that, we bring a raya from Masechta Peah that since we see in that pshara, when we give him machza up to 200 zuz, what's that pshara based on? Because we don't just go after the value of now. We go after the value of Nissen. And therefore, we say that in Nissen, it would be worth 200. And therefore, you're not a total ani. We do take into consideration that in a certain aspect, you're an usher. And that's why we don't give you until 1,000. We only give you up till half of 200, which is another 100. So from that, Bryce and Masechta Peah, we see that the future value of a property has effect on halachas right now. That's what we wanted to bring. That's what a buyer wanted to bring from his Rebbe Rabbah. Now that I see that future value has a halachic bearing right now, so then Abaye says, that's how I can answer the stira of Meitav and Subin. Meitav is if you take idias which you are deserving right now, but if you want to take something that you're not really entitled to, which is Bain in this, it's not the primary payment. The primary method of payment is idias, and you want Bain in this, then we see from the Mishnah Peah that I could use the future value for a halacha that's nageya right now. So learns the Rabbeinu Peretz in why we brought the Brais Masechta Peah. Now let us see the Lishna Achrina of Rashi. And this is 8 lines before the Rashi of Divrei HaMaschil Afila Tuva, which is also approximately 8 lines before we get into the very wide lines. So right after the 2 dots in Rashi, the beginning of the line are the words Ki Yukra de Lekameh, 2 dots, then Lishna Achrina, Machilin Oisei Maiserani, says Rashi, ad machza, let's learn the Rashi inside, lava oni koi. It's not going like we learned the pshat till now, that it's speaking about an oni who only has 200 and he can't sell it for 200, and we give him up to 100 of 200. Ela kol adam. It could be speaking about a millionaire, shatzorach mois lemezainis. He needs cash flow. He needs mois right now from his mezainis. And like we learned the brisa before, which said that if you're in a certain place on where at that moment you don't have any access to cash, you have a right to go to tzedakah. So that's a similar case here in this brisa that follows. Every person who needs money from his mezainis, v'hoyaloi batim sodas ukramim. So the kupa of tzedakah could tell him, go sell your fields, your houses. He can't even find a koina for half. He can only get 40 cents on the dollar. The din is, that's the machza, according to the second Pshat Rashi. Until his karka becomes valued more, that he's able to sell him at least for half price. So on that, Rabba had a kasha, what's the case? If the case is that everybody's went down, then afila tuvanami, says Rashi, afila matzi lizvanune tuva yoyser mechatzi demeyan. That's how Rashi's learning now. Even if he was able to sell for 75 cents on the dollar, listfully, we should support him from tzedakah, achiyucha limcha b'shavyein, until he could sell for 100% of the price. Why? The hamaka de kulyamu. This is a hamaka of the whole Medina. Everybody's going through this recession. V'loi pashamidi, he personally didn't do anything wrong. And if it's speaking about where he did something wrong, he let everybody know that he needs money, but everybody else has a high level of value, the regular value, and his went down because people know he needs money. So he did something wrong. So then, afila porta nami, continues Rashi, afila ein yochel amarchon ela porta. Even if all he could sell it for is a fraction of the price, 30 cents on the dollar, loyalist will like. We shouldn't have to give him anything. The pesheyu, he's a pesheyu. And the answer is Rabbi answers that it's speaking about, it's worth more in this than in Tishrei, and he needs it right away. And therefore Rashi says, Hilkachim yachol limchor b'chatzi demeyan, if he's able to sell it at least for 50 cents on a dollar, ein machil noisei maiserani, then we don't give him maiserani. The zed darkoi, that's normal. Vim huzlu tfei machil v'lo yafsid, if it goes down to less than 50 cents on the dollar, then we are michel him, as long till he gets it up to 50%. So we make the pshara when it's worth more in Nisan than in Tishrei, and right now he and everybody else is low, but in such a case, everybody else waits till Nisan. He needs it right away. So on there, we make the pshara that we let him at least sell it for 50 cents on the dollar. Rashi says, Utfois Lashon Rishon. I like better the first pshat in the Gemara. Now, if you look in Tosfos on Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos, Ivi Yaker, the third line of that Tosfos, he brings Rav Alphas, the Rif. The Rif explains it like the Lishnach Rinna, but the Rif has a different girsa, which changes the whole halach around. Let's learn it inside. Rav Alphas Mefarsh Ba'asher. Va'ad Mach Zahayna Ad Sheyimtza Sheyiknoi Sham L'chol HaPachim Chatzi Demeim. In that regard, he's the same as the Lishnach Rinna, that we support him until he's able to get 50 cents on the dollar. But Ve'garsin and Ba'asher Hachi, we learn the opposite of the Lishnach Rinna. Here's the gears according to Rif. If there was a recession and everybody's land is down, right now, his properties before the recession were worth 6 million. Now they're worth 3 million. So sell it at 3 million. We don't have to support you. It's less than the value. It's not less than the present value. Everybody's value has gotten lessened. So then we don't have to support you from stock at all. Go sell your property. It's 50 cents on the dollar. That's what its value is now, according to this gears of the Rif. And Elo continues the last line of Tosfos. The Yaker Kuli Alma, everybody else retained its price. Except you need money, and that's why people are taking advantage of you. Elo, the Yaker Kuli Alma, Afila Tuva Nami Lesvele Pirish, Afila Moitzi Zayin Amid Beis, Sheyitnu Tvei Mimatsa, even if you can get 75 cents on the dollar, Mikol Mokam Lesvele Achim Tulamach Meshavian, you should have to support him until he can get equal to what everybody else is worth. People are taking advantage of him. They see he's pressed for money, and that's why they want to give him less. According to Tosfos, it disagrees with the Lishnach Achrina. The Lishnach Achrina considers this a pshia. However, the Rif says, no, this is not considered a pshia. And since it's really worth the full value, except people are taking advantage of him, we should support him until he's able to get his full value. There is a very interesting shiur. It's entitled The Poor Millionaire, and the case was, this is a case on the Archives of Ethics put out by the Beis Havad L'Inyoni Mishpat. The case was where a poor man made an appointment with a kupas sukka, and the kupas sukka was very happy. They put all other matters aside because this rich man was coming to them, thinking he's going to give them a big donation to help out the nitzrochim. And when the rich man came in, he began crying, and he said that I have no money. I have no cash flow. And they asked him, well, don't you have many properties? Yes, but I cannot sell them at their true value. And the shaila is, can this person collect from stock or not? And what this shear grapples with is what is, let's say, in our current recession, let us say at the beginning of the recession, when it wasn't clear yet that we were in a recession. What do we compare this to? Is this compared to the case of Tishrei and Nisan? And then the halacha will be, let's say, according to the Rif, if we follow through on the Gemara, the halacha will be that we have to support him until he's able to at least get 50% on the dollar. And perhaps his field that's worth less, or his property that's worth less, the house that he has is worth less, is considered a Tishrei Nisan situation that in a short while will go up, when we're not sure exactly if we're in a recession or not. And perhaps as we get deeper and deeper into recession, then it becomes like the case where that zol arata dekuli alma udidei nami zol badayu. And then according to the Rif, Afila purta nami loy lesfile. Even if he's going to get less than half, he'll get 30 cents on the dollar of what it was originally worth. But that's what the price is of everyone's house, of everyone's property. Then he would get nothing from Staka. So this is what the Dayanim and Poiskim grapple with on this shear, as is mentioned. And they have to take advice from real estate experts. But this is very nageya based on the rifts shot in this Gemara, whether a poor millionaire would have to sell his assets, and because Stucker would not support him if his field has the same as everybody else's field, and it's not a fluctuation of Nisan Tishrei, but it's a long-term thing. He would get nothing. He'd be mechuyev to sell his properties 30 cents on a dollar, 15 cents on a dollar. If it's a case, on the other hand, where it's considered Nisan Tishrei, then he would be able to be supported from Tzedakah until he can at least get 50 cents on the dollar. To hear more of this interesting shiur and other shiurim, you can reach them by email at info@baishavad.com. That's info@baishavad.com or 888-485-8223. Continues the Gemara. Maskivlo Rav Acha bar Yaakov had a kasha on this teretz of Abaya im Kain hirata koichin shel nizakin etzel bein nisu ziburius. If so, according to your pshat, if the nizik wants to get idiots, then he gets like now the cheaper rate. If he wants to get bein nisu, you're telling him that I can consider the value that's going to be worth in nisin, and he's going to get less. Derachmana amar mi meite va'at amrat mi beinis ziburis nami lo. You're hoyre koichin shel nizakin. You have made the nizikin, which is supposed to get the mate of the premier payment of idius, you have made it by beinis ziburis. You've given him less of a power. You're telling me that if he gets idius, he certainly can collect from beinis ziburis. But on the other hand, you're telling me that idius he gets at a cheaper price, and beinis ziburis he's going to get at a weaker price, as Rashi says in the first wide line at the end. You're saying you're at disadvantage if you get from Bein Ezeburis, which you're entitled to, certainly, if you can get Idius. So why do I say Idius gets like the cheaper price now, and Bein Ezeburis is only going to get like the more expensive price later? El Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Iyikel Edmuil Bal Choyv Medamin Lei. If you want to use this case of fluctuation from Tishrei to Nisan, we can compare it to the din of Bal Choyv. Bal Choyv dina Bein Ezeburis. Bal Choyv gets Bein Ezeburis. The E Amar Lei, if the Malva says to the Loiva, Havli Ziburius Tvei Purta, I have a land near your land of Ziburius, I'd rather have more of your inferior land, it'll be right next to my land, give me a little more, Amalei. So the Loiva can say to the Malva, to the Balchoiv, Ishakas Kedin Achshkol Kedashta, if you take like what's coming to you, take like now, the Eloi, and if not, Shkol Kiyukud Lekamei, take like it's going to be worth in this and take less. So here, Rav Acha bar Yaakov feels, the Meforshim explain, that since Midaraisa Abalchayv gets Ziburius, it's only Midarabon and Shulaitin Aldesmane Lovin, we want to make sure that people are able to get loans, so we don't want the Balchayv to say, I can only get Ziburius, I'm not going to give out a loan if I can only get inferior property, so we say that he can collect from Baininus. But at the same time, if he's going to get Baininus, but he's going to get it at the price of Nissen, Rav Acha bar Yaakov feels that won't close the door of Mipnei Lovin. The whole din of Shleitino Des Mipnei Lovin is for the betterment of the Loive. We're always working really on behalf of the Loive because we want to have him have access to loans. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov feels that if we're going to give the Malva Bain in this, even though he'll only get it at the price of Nissen, he still will be satisfied and give loans to the Balchayv. But on this point, Rav Acha bar Ravika disagrees. Maskel Rav Acha bar Ravika, Imkein Alta Das My Lovin. No, that's you're defeating your cause. You're what you want to improve by making Baininus to the Balchayv, it's going to become detrimental. You're going to close the door in front of the borrowers. The Amar Lei, the Malva, will say to the Leivit, Ilu Havali Zuzi, if I would have money right now, Havishakri Kanashta, I could have bought Beinanis like the value now. But Hashta, the Zuzi Gabach, now that my money's tied up because I lent it to you, Eshkol Kiyukri Lekameh, you're forcing me to take like the higher value of Nissen. And I'm not going to give loans anymore. So Rav Acha, Bereid Rav Ikka holds that if there's a halacha that the Baal Choyv gets me Beinanis, then it must mean that he gets it at Beinanis of right now and not at the other price of Nissen, the higher price. Elam Rav Acha Bereid Rav Ikka. Rav Acha Bereid says, Yikilid Muye, if you want to use this case of Peya to a halacha, Liksubas Ishman Aminin, you can compare it to the din of Ksubas Isha. Daksubas Isha din of Ziburius. The payment for Ksuba is from Ziburius. The Amra Leihi, if she said to her husband, Havli Bain in this Batsir Purta. Not like the cases we had before by Nezikin, where he's supposed to get from Idius and he gets inferior from Bainanis. Not like Balchoy, who's supposed to get from Bainanis and he gets inferior, he gets from Ziburius. But here she wants better than what she's entitled to. I want to get Bainanis, Havli Bainanis, Batsir Purta, I'll take a little less. Oh, my law, her husband can tell her if the get, Lamasha, was done in Tishrei. And she wants to get Bainanis instead of Ziburius, a little less Bainanis. Amar Lo, he can say to her, Ishakos Kedinach Shkal Kadashah. If you take Ziburius, take like now, like Tishrei. Bavi Eloi, if you want Beinanis, which is more than you're entitled to, Shakli Kyukil Kameh, then I have a right to say that you'll get it at the price where it's going to be, projected price in Nissan, and you'll get less of a field now in Tishrei because it's going to be worth more in Nissan. That's the case where we can compare the halacha of Masechta Peya, the way Rabbah understood it with the fluctuating Nissan and Tishrei, that Nissan is part of the halacha, even in Tishrei, that will be negated to Ksubas Isha, who wants Beinanis instead of Ziburius. After this whole discussion of the Bryce and Masechta Peya, the Gemara says, wait a second, we haven't answered our original question. We call Malkam Kasha. What do we do with the original stira between Meitav Karmo Yishalem, Meitav Sadeh Yishalem, and Yashiv L'Rabba Yishav Kesma Filasubin? Amar Rav, says the Rav, the answer is as follows. Called the Yav Lay. Whatever you pay Karka, Meitav. You pay Subin, let it be made, the best suba. Make the leisulei. Let him give it for the best. So you could taki give shavak hazav fil suba, but it has to be always made. Ask the Gemara, va meitav sadeiksev. But it doesn't say, according to you, Rashi explains, it should have said meitav. It shouldn't say meitav sadeiksev if it's halacha by everything. If even suba has to be meitav. Look, Yasra Papa Rav and Rav Shua, Mibe Rav, from the base measure of Rav, Pirshua, they explained it as follows. The only time the Torah stresses Meitav is by a sudden, not by Metaltlin. Why? Because Kol Mili Meitavu, every Metaltlin that can be moved from one place to another has a din of Meitav. And that's why you can give anything Shava Kesa Filosubin. Why? The Eli Mizdabin Hacha, Mizdavin B'masachriti, because if you can't sell it here, you could sell it someplace else. So therefore, everything is considered meitav. Yashiv L'Rabbi Shavu Kesvah Filosubim, because it's always meitav. I hear it doesn't have another good price. You go someplace else, it'll have a very good price where they need it. Even bran in places where they need it, where they're hungry, they must have grain, so they're going to pay a high price for it. Labar me'ara, with the exception of ground, which is not movable land, the lace will lay me made. You have to give me made of kehechi the likboitz Allah zavina in order that customers should jump and want to purchase it. They will jump at superior land, not inferior land. And that's why there the Torah B'dafka said that you have to give the Nizik has to be paid mimetav by ground, because there we want people to want to buy it, and therefore the Nizik will be able to get his proper payment. But metaltalin is always considered metav. If it's not worth something here, it's worth something of value in another location.